Alan Leask was a research and materials engineer for the DMR. His job on the Gladeswell Bridge was to test the strength of concrete in the specially constructed fog room.
It's a room which has artificially produced fog, which means 100% humidity, and with a temperature controlled to 70 degrees Fahrenheit plus or minus 1 or 2 degrees.
So how many tests would you have done, say, on the arch rib concrete boxes during the construction period of those?
Oh, well, there were about 1,000 tests done on those.
Right, and what percentage would fail the test, do you think?
None.
Not one single one failed?
No, not one.
Is that usual or unusual?
It's not usual, but it's a tribute to the quality control that was exercised on this job.
However, it seems one of the concrete box units, after having been placed on the false work, did appear to fail the test.
One of the blocks failed to reach the minimum 28-day compression strength in the cylinder tests. Of course, by the time you test a cylinder at 28 days, the product's well and truly made and is curing. But we had an apparatus in the bridge section called the Smith Hammer. It was an invention of the Swiss. It was rarely used, but it was an impact type of hammer, so that as the impact from hitting the concrete was recorded, it registered on a gauge, and an experienced user of the equipment could tell from the registration what strength the concrete was. So Cliff Robertson came out with the instrument one day and went round the concrete block and got the lowest registration, marked the spot with an X, and said, "That is your weakest concrete." So a core was taken at the spot marked X, and it turned out to be about the highest strength of concrete we tested. So the block was used in the bridge.
It was left in situ, was it?
We never saw the Smith Hammer on the site again.
Was the Smith Hammer totally discredited after that?
Either that or the user.